Tonight's debate will have a shadow debate. The first presidential debate brings President Barack Obama and his challenger Mitt Romney together, while millions of professional and amateur pundits will be giving their commentary on Twitter and Facebook.
That's one of the really, really interesting things about this debate is it's not so much watching the debate itself, but it's going to be watching the reaction of the people on the various social media platforms, especially Twitter, because it's such a fast, instant feedback medium.
Madison College social media instructor Steve Knoll says while the debate itself might be bland, social media provides an insight to what voters are thinking, or the pulse of the people. Knoll says, much like the 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon phenomena, citizens are now separated from the politicians by just 1 degree or less.
You know, we call that micro-marketing, the idea that you can just niche right down to a candidate, and you follow a candidate not just for their general platform, but for a specific reason. And using social media, now you can go out and touch that one person with a very specific message tailored really to what they want. And that's the stuff that resonates with people and creates that connection.
And he says Twitterers are more motivated to retweet to their own followers. Social media, he says, is not going away anytime soon, so it cannot be ignored. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.